Need some new glass, and Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
It is Mountain Home's ball to start this second half as the two teams switch sides. The Lady Bombers will be moving left to right for these last two quarters. Again, Mountain Home is up right now 23-4. Harrison still looking for their first field goal of the night. Parker Husky will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. Gets in to Yonkers. We're back underway. Yonkers with it up top. She dribbles toward the right side. Gives it to Moore. Moore will dribble to the left side. Finds Husky in the corner. Back to Moore. Moore's going to dribble into the lane. Throws it to Coleman. She immediately puts up the three-pointer. Good!
There we go. That's what we want to see. Let's see one go through the hole to start this second half and see if that bucket gets bigger and bigger.
Wynn Coleman with her first 3 points of the night. 26-4, Mountain Home up. Mountain Home going with the press once again. Here is Mitchell with it as she is able to avoid a double team and give it to Barger. Barger with it up top. She gives it back to Mitchell. She's going to dribble to near the elbow. Now it kicks it out to Webb. Webb has it up at the top. Throws it to Lee in the paint. Now she'll give it to Mitchell in the right corner. Her three-pointer is up. No good. And offensive rebound for Barger. She puts it up off the glass and in. And Harrison has her first field goal this evening.
All the Harrison fans standing and cheering right here because they finally got one to fall.
7 minutes left in the third quarter, 26-6, Mountain Home up. Here is Husky with it, gives it to Yonkers on the left wing. She drills toward the free throw line, puts up the jumper, no good, and rebound is knocked around and finally controlled by Massengill.
I heard someone say this game's kind of hard to watch. I said it's never hard watching Harrison lose. I'm not a Harrison fan from Mountain Home. I'm just going to be honest with you.
I never could guess.
Could you tell?
Yeah. Ball's knocked around as the pass was intended for Mitchell, but she wasn't watching for it. But Webb's able to avoid the turnover with it. She will give it back to Mitchell. And her pass goes well over Massengill, but is knocked out by Moore. She wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, just bad luck. The pass was too far. It was about to go out of bounds. And Lakin had her hands up on defense. Just tipped off her fingertip.
11 left on the shot clock as the ball goes into Barger. She dribbles to the lane, goes up for the runner. No good, and the rebound comes controlled by Yonkers. 20-point lead for Mountain Home with 6:15 left in the third quarter. Yonkers with it. She dribbles into the lane, goes up for the runner. Shot was blocked by Lee, and she comes up with the ball. Good block. Ball was with Mitchell. She'll throw it into the front court to Massengill. Massengill has it between the circles. Gives it over to Mitchell on the left side. Up top to Lee. Lee's going to put up the three-pointer. Good. London Lee with her first field goal of the night. She has 4 points.
Yeah, I knew London can step out and shoot that shot, especially if you give her a top-of-the-key shot.
26-9, Mountain Home up. 5:39 left in the third quarter. Here, Husky takes the screen, pulls up at the free throw line for the jumper. No good. And the rebound is knocked around and finally controlled by Lee. She will throw it to Massengill. Dangerous throw, but Massengill does control it. Gives it to Barger for the layup. No good. And the rebound is knocked around and finally controlled by Moore. She finds Coleman by herself. Back the other way for the layup. Off the glass.
Oh
no
gosh.
Good. Husky gets offense rebound, and she is fouled on the putback attempt and will head to the free throw line with 5:15 left in the third. They're going to give that one to Eliza Barger. That's her third personal foul. Team foul number one against the Lady Goblins here in the third quarter.
That's three on her.
Yep. So Parker Husky at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up and good. Her first point this evening. So Barger is going to check out of the game as Lila Jones comes in. Here is Husky's second free throw attempt is up. She gets both. Her first 2 points of the night. 28-9, Lady Bombers up. 5:13 left in the third as Massengill gives it to Lee. Lee's into the front court. Has it on the right side. Dribbles to the corner. Now it's met by a double team. And I believe they're going to get McCarn with that foul.
Yeah, Anna had her trapped right there. She's got to learn that when you get someone in a bad spot down there in the corner, don't reach over. You've got almost an 8-foot wingspan reaching up tall. Just stay tall. Make her lob that ball over the top of you and trust your teammates to come in and get a steal for you.
Second personal foul against Hannah McLaren. First team foul against Mountain Home here in the third quarter. The ball is knocked away. They're going to say off of Harrison, and the Lady Goblins will turn it over once again. 5 minutes left in the third. It's a 19-point Mountain Home advantage.
Extend this to 30 right here. Let's get a running clock in this second or fourth quarter.
Husky dribbles to the right side. Gives up top to Moore. Moore's going to dribble into the lane, going in for the layup. Good.
Yeah, if London's going to come out and guard Lakin one-on-one, we're just going to go one straight one-on-one matchup. Lakin's going to win that matchup vast majority of the times.
She's got nine on the night. Back the other way. Mitchell loses the ball once again. It goes out of bounds. She's won the official say off of Mountain Home, but she's not going to win that argument.
Yeah, good job, Witten, letting her get across half court, then cutting her off on that sideline. Anna McCarn came from behind. We had her trapped. Good job not fouling. Brooklyn dribbled it off her foot.
Less than 4.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. 30-9, Mountain Home up. Ball goes to Coleman on the left side. She's going to try another three-pointer in and out, and the rebound is chased down by Massengale. She's met by a double team. She loses the handle of the ball. And the ball's going to be stolen by Moore. She'll give it to Coleman, who's going in for the layup. Shot's blocked. Yonkers gets it, though. She'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 4:04 left in the third.
Great job right there by Lakin. First to the floor usually wins the battle. Lakin was first to the floor right there. Good hustle by Jayla coming in and not allowing to taking that the block shot's going to go in. Brooklyn did a good job coming and blocking that shot, but Jayla stayed with it. Got her to the free throw line.
The foul's on Lila Jones, her first personal foul. Team foul number two against Harrison here in the third quarter. Yonkers hits the first free throw. That was her first attempt of the night. Second shot is up. She gets both. She has six this evening. 32-9, Mountain Home up. A little over 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Massengale inbounds it to Lee. She will give it into the front court to Jones. Down to Webb in the left corner. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Now she'll give it up top to Lee. Mountain Home once again in a man-to-man. Mitchell has it now on the left side. She'll dribble to the lane. And a little bump foul, I believe, is going to be on who they're going to get. Whitney Coleman. That is her third personal foul. Second team foul against the Lady Bombers here in the third quarter. 3:50 left in the period. 23-point Mountain Home advantage. Massengale will trigger the inbound pass. Gives it up top to Jones. Over on the left side to Webb. Webb dribbles into the paint. They're going to call her for the charge.
Yeah, legal screen right there. It looked like they got London Lee coming
you're right.
In. And
it was away from the ball.
Yeah, London's breathing heavy right now.
That is London Lee's second personal foul. Team foul number three against against Harrison here in the third quarter. Sager Clemens comes in replacing, Tucker Webb. And Lee checked out of the game as well. Didn't see who came in for her. Oh, Barger came
in. Yeah, Barger came in, Liza.
Okay. She'll have to be careful. She's got three right now. But here is Husky with it. She'll give it out to Moore.
So a couple scores. Greenwood up 39-17 on Van Buren at halftime. And Russellville up 32-24 on Greenbrier.
Okay. Here is Moore. She picks up a dribble on the right side. Gives up top to Husky. 10 left on the shot clock. Husky takes a screen from McCarn, dribbles to the left elbow. Finds McCarn on the low block. She's going to have to get the shot up soon. She does get it. She beats the buzzer with the layup.
Great job knowing our matchups, letting Anna get down in there. And as she got down in there and used the shot clock and got that ball up on the rim.
Anna McCarn with 12 on the night. 34-9, Mountain Home up. Ball goes into Massengale on the left corner. Her three-pointer, no good. And another rebound for Anna McCarn. She'll give it to Moore, who's quickly into the front court. Moore will dribble toward the free throw line, throws it over on the right side to Husky. Husky takes the screen, dribbles into the lane, going in for the layup, won't go, and the ball's going to go, let's see, where are they going?
Anna McCarn got a rebound, they're going to give a foul as Anna's going back up.
Okay, I have my view blocked.
Yep.
So Sager Clemens picks up her first personal foul. That's the last foul Harrison has to give this quarter. Anna McCarn at the free throw line. So far she is 0 for 2 with 12 points. She gets the first one here. And if she gets this one, she gets this next one, she'll take a seat as Libby Faustus is waiting to check in for her. Second free throw is up. She does get both. She'll head to the bench with 14 points. Libby Faustus and Sarah Williams coming in, replacing Anna McCarn and Lakin Moore. 2:36 left to play in the third quarter. 36-9, Lady Bombers up. Inbound pass goes to Barger. She'll give it back to Mitchell. Mitchell quickly into the front court. She's looking to go give it to Jones, who gets the layup good.
Yeah, right there, Brooklyn did a good job getting around the initial defender. Mountain Home didn't stop her, make her turn so we could get that trap.
First 2 points of the night for Lila Jones. It's a 25-point lead for Mountain Home. 2:15 left to play in the third quarter. Ball goes up top to Yonkers. She puts up the three-pointer. Another one
there. There we go.
Jayla Yonkers with nine on the night. 39-11, Mountain Home up. A little over 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Here is Clemens with it. Ball goes down to Barger. She gets another layup. Good.
Yeah, got a mismatch right there. Barger's got the size advantage and strength advantage on Parker in the post.
Ball goes into Yonkers. Back to Husky, who's quickly into the front court. 39-13, Mountain Home up. 1:42 left in the third. Husky dribbles to the left side. Gives up top to Yonkers, who's going to go into the lane, going in for the layup. Basket counts, and she is fouled.
Let's go.
Jayla Yonkers will go to the line for the three-point play with 1:34 left in the third quarter.
Yeah, we make this free throw. We're 1 point away from a turbo clock heading into the fourth quarter.
That is, yep, Eliza Barger's fourth personal foul, team foul number five against Harrison. So Mountain Home will be shooting free throws for the rest of this quarter, and Yonkers does get the free throw.
It was the last time, Matt, these Lady Bombers have had turbo clocks in the first two conference games. Mm.
So, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Ball goes over on the left side to Clemens. Now she'll give it to Barger, who goes into the lane. Her layup was a little too strong, and Faustus gets a rebound.
Great rebound there by Livy.
1:12 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home up 42-13. Coleman with it. She'll give it up top to Husky. Husky dribbles a little closer to the half-court stripe. Takes a screen from Faustus, gives it to Coleman on the left side. Coleman's going to dribble into the lane. Now gives it to Williams. Williams is going to dribble into the lane. Her layup was blocked, and Harrison comes up with the ball.
Good defensive play by Harrison.
Jones quickly back the other way. Now she'll pull it back out, gives it to Mitchell. Mitchell will find a Barger, who's going to the paint. Now kicks out to Massengale. Her jumper just inside the three-point line won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Husky. Husky into the front court. Finds Williams on the lane for the layup. Good.
Good pass by Parker. Saw that open up as the whole way came through, and we will be in a turbo clock. Let's go.
24 seconds. That is if Harrison doesn't get
that's
a
right,
shot.
Yeah. Matt, their field goal percentage is dreadful.
Yeah, that's true. Ball goes to Barger, and she's going to be fouled. That's not enough to put them on the free throw line, so they will inbound it. Jayla Yonkers, her first personal foul. Team foul number three against the Lady Bombers here in the third quarter. Quinn Coleman checks out of the game as Bailey Rittenberg comes back in. 15.7 left in the period. Inbound pass goes to Barger. She's going toward the low block, putting up the jumper over Faustus. It won't go, and Williams gets the rebound. Mountain Home can't hold for the last shot of the period. Here is Husky with it, down to five. Husky is going to dribble into the low block, going in for the layup. No good, and the rebound is controlled by Harrison. That's the way this third quarter is going to end, and the Mercer rule will be in effect when we come back. Our score at the end of three, Mountain Home leading Harrison at 44-13. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, they know the pain from an injury demands immediate attention. At Knox, they can fix that. Their four highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll benefit from the best in orthopedic medicine with Drs.